This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. Glad you are with me. Oh, my goodness. We have lots to discuss. We've got terror, and more terror. That's right. We are being terrorized, Americans. And let me tell you something. If you're listening to this program and you're a conservative, you are in a safe space. This is the no terror zone. However, if you are a leftist, I promise you, I'm going to terrorize you. I'm going to tenderize you first with some, what's that? I forget the sauce, the spice my grandmother used to use, but she would terrorize the meat, and then she would take that little pounder and pound it. That's what you're going to feel like. You're going to feel like I took you and put you in a meat grinder if you are a leftist and you listen to this program. But here's the deal. It's not going to be me. You're going to be doing it to yourself. And think of it as medicinal, because I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you get yourself right, because you needed to. You have gone far too long in a crazy brain. I just came back from New York, and I'm going to tell you something. I was within communicable distance of catching the disease of liberalism as I sat not too far from Marie Scharf, I think that's her name, former State Department person for Barack Obama and the Clintons. And this lady is bat crap crazy like all other leftists. You saw her on TV. You didn't see her off camera when she was saying them even more nutty stuff. And it was amazing. She said, I'm off Twitter. You want to know why? Because people are so mean to me on Fox. And I'm thinking, no, they're not mean to you. You're just not used to having people come back at you. Let me tell you my little quick story. When I was on MSNBC, I was never a contributor, but when I would go there to do things, you know, do interviews, I'd come off MSNBC first time. It was like, we hate you. You're mean. You're ugly. And you're black. And you're this. And then I would just, my phone would blow up. And I wouldn't say anything. I would say things like, well, hey, listen, we ought to probably take a step back before we make a decision on this, that, or the other. You Uncle Tom, step and fetch it, coon, negro, whatever. They would call me all kinds of things. And I'd look at my Twitter feed, and I would bloop, 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 and I'd just come over the top. Yeah, whatever, your mama, whatever. I did it all. And it wasn't, you know, stuff that people were like, Kevin, you shouldn't be saying that to people. What do you mean I shouldn't be saying that to people? Did you look at their tweet to me? So I would just go back and beat them up. So I had no exaggeration. The first time I came off MSNBC, I probably had 400 messages before I even got into the car. All right. Then the next time I came off, I had about 40. Then the next time I came off, I had about 8. Then the next time I came off, I had maybe 2. See, I wasn't afraid to leave my Twitter on and to fight them back with reason and logic. But Marie Scharf, I think that's her name, Scharf, she says, I had to just turn my Twitter off. It was just crazy. No, you're crazy. See, liberals are crazy. That's why this is a terrorist zone. I have RPGs. I have set landmines. And I have done all the things you can do to terrorize the leftists. And you know what I did? I didn't build a thing. I brought their own information for them, for us to beat them up with. That's the beauty of conservatism. Beat me up, Kevin. I'll debate you. Then let's do it. You're free to do it. 844-551-8255. I will have you on this program lickety-split, and we will debate, and I will crush you, because that's just what we do here. So anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Speaking of terror, there was a huge terror attack over the weekend. Are you guys aware of this? It was a big terror attack. Yeah. It was on Sessions. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was part of a huge terror attack. They threw suicide bombers at him. They ran trucks at him. They, you know, jumped out and tried to commandeer the building that he was in. You name it. But what did he do? He called Hawaii an island in the Pacific. would dare refer to Hawaii as an island in the Pacific? I mean, that's the equivalent of calling Hawaii the N-word, isn't it? I mean, come on, guys. Work with me here. By the way, it's a series, a chain of islands, but maybe he was just talking about the Big Island. I'm not sure, but I know this. There's some racism and other isms inside of that, because who would dare refer to the Hawaiian islands as islands in the Pacific? The nerve of that man. Like I said, that's the N-word for Hawaii, calling it an island in the Pacific. That's like calling CNN fake news, right? Or using the term you people. You know what I'm saying. How could that racist Jeff Sessions dare call Hawaii an island in the Pacific? So what if grandbaby was born there? In the beautiful place of known as paradise, that quite frankly is not. Yeah, it's run by left. How could it be paradise when it's run by leftists? When's the last time you've been to Hawaii? You like paying $20 for a hamburger? Go to Hawaii. The only place worse is New York. But Jeff Sessions, boy, I heard he had called Hawaii an island in the Pacific. And I said, I don't even want to be a Republican anymore. I mean, how could he do it? Just when you think it's safe to say, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, they're doing the right thing in the Trump administration, and he goes and calls Hawaii an island in the Pacific. I mean, come on, man. What? How far back are we going to take race relations in America? Did Al Sharpton, where are Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson on this? Because surely they have a comment about calling Hawaii an island in the Pacific. How do you recover from this? Somebody explain this to me, because I got to tell you right now, I don't even know if I can finish the show. I don't even know if I can finish this show, because I'm just that disturbed. I hope I'm not affecting you as much. This has impacted me. There's another terror attack, too. It happened in France. I know you're shocked. This one isn't as big as the Sessions thing, but it is big. For those of you who haven't heard the story, yeah, a gunman jumped out on the Champs-Élysées, and he decided to shoot up a bunch of Parisian cops. And, oh, by the way, he happened to shoot up a tourist, a chick. And so, I don't know, was it a hate crime? Who did it? Was it rogue nuns? Was it Buddhist? Did the Wiccans jump out over there? Was BLM or Occupy Wall Street in the area? Somebody let a brother know. I'm just curious. Another big thing happened in France, but we got to get to it later.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
I was having lunch with a friend of mine once, and I told him, hey, there's this one girl that works at this restaurant. She's so cute, but I don't know what to say to her. People always give you the same dumb advice in situations like that. They'll say things like, oh, just leave her a big tip. How does that work? I just walk over, yes, can I get a muffin, please? Here's $100. I think you know what that means. I'm willing to have sex with you for the price of $98.
That, my friends, is what you call bad advice. And that's what the left has been living on for the past year. Bad advice. We warned them, don't run a flawed candidate like Hillary Clinton. Not that they had any better choices. Oh, Bernie Sanders could have beaten him. Really? No, Bernie, you weren't going to beat him. And neither was anybody else that you had picked. And what's funny, now they're looking at 2020. You know what they're thinking? Should Hillary Clinton run again? Can you believe this? Probably Bernie Sanders would even be considering it at this point. Think about that. So then they said, well, what about this Gillibrand lady up in New York? She's a blondie. For all intents and purposes, she's relatively young. I mean, she's probably in her 50s. But that, for the Democrat, that's like a baby. They're changing her diaper. These people are like 80 trying to run for president. Elizabeth Warren, in her 60s, would be late 60s if she ran. Bring on Liz! I'm gonna do this thing the way that they were taunting us on Trump. I hope you run, Donald Trump. Remember, what was his name? Robert Oliver, the British guy. Please let Donald Trump run. Let him run. Please. Oh my gosh, let him run. Yeah, let him run. The left, they are stuck on this idea that they've got it right. But this poll that came out is really interesting. It tells so much. And the title of this article was something like, Is the Sky Blue? It depends on what Trump says. And I thought, when I first looked at it, because it was a Reuters article, I thought, oh man, these guys are dumping on Trump. You know, it's Trump makes it up as he goes along or whatever. And so I was a little skeptical. And then I read it, or pieces of it, and I went, whoa, these guys are really, this is interesting. So here it is. It says, Republicans generally agree that politicians should not enrich themselves while running the country. Yet most think it's okay for President Trump to do so. Now, I don't know what survey they said, but here's what I'll tell you. If a president has a business, as Trump does, and he's been running that business successfully, the idea that he shouldn't continue living his life the way it is ridiculous to me. Of course he should. And now, can he benefit from being president and do better? No. The answer is no. He cannot benefit from being president and say, I know some insider stuff, so I'm going to make money. There's nobody that is going to be more meticulous in that than Donald Trump. But as far as him, I don't know what he made. They said he made $500 and something million last year or 2015, whatever it was. Then so be it. I hope he makes $500. I hope he makes $600 million this year in his investments. But here's what they say. Democrats largely support the idea of government-run health care, but their support plummets when they learn that Trump once backed the idea. And now we're getting to the crux of this. At a time of already deep fissures, I'm still reading, among American voters on political, cultural, and economic issues, Trump further polarizes the public as soon as he wades into the debate. According to the results of this Reuters Ipsos poll, the poll suggests any effort to reach a consensus on key policy issues could be complicated by Trump's involvement. Now, let me stop for a second. Essentially, here's the way you can make something not palatable for the left. You can say, Barack Obama loves snakes. And they go, we love snakes. And then you go, Trump loves snakes. We hate snakes. It's that simple. I wanted to make it into third grader talk so that the leftists who listen to the program will get it. That's all it takes. You've seen the surveys with these man on the street. Let's identify the idiots who don't care about anything. And then you mention, Barack Obama wants to build a wall. I think it's a great idea to rebuild a wall. Barack Obama doesn't want to let Muslims in from countries that support terrorism. I think it's a great idea. I don't want to let Muslims in from countries that support terrorism. Barack Obama believes that if you can lower taxes, it'll help bring money back into the United States economy. I'm all for that. I think that we need to lower taxes on the corporations. And on and on. For the record, the first two of those were things that Barack Obama was for. He implemented policies for. But the minute Trump says it, then, no, we're against it. And what's funny is they say Trump needs to reach out more. He's the one that's not being bipartisan or whatever. Donald Trump is saying, nope, I'm running this country on pragmatism. That's the ism that he'll worry about. Anyway, they did a survey from February 1st to March 15th, 14,000 people, they asked respondents to consider a series of statements Trump has made on taxes, crime, news media, and other issues. In many cases, the data showed that people will orient their opinions according to what they think of Trump. So in other words, it doesn't matter. Good idea, bad idea. If it's a good idea, comes from Trump, I don't want it. Now, in full disclosure, I think many of us were guilty of that when it came to Barack Obama initially. We were like, okay, if Barack Obama said it, I don't want it. So it was a bad idea. But I'm going to tell you, and I can't speak for everybody, and I'm not trying to. If Barack Obama had a good idea, I would have been for it. There were, in his entire 8 years, there may have been three things that I went, I can agree with that. But that's it. Tell me what you can't agree with that Donald Trump has done. I would love for a leftist and say, you explain to me what you don't like about putting up a border wall. You explain to me what you don't like about deporting criminal illegals out of this country. Tell me what you don't like about that. He went on to say, Republicans, for example, were much more likely to criticize American exceptionalism, the notion that the United States holds a unique place in history, when told that Trump once said it was insulting to other countries. They were more likely to agree that the country should install more nuclear weapons, and they were more supportive of government spending for infrastructure when they felt that Trump felt the same way. Here's what I'll tell you about government infrastructure and why those opinions are malleable and they seem like they're a little bit different. When Barack Obama wants to spend on infrastructure, nothing gets done. You continue to see waste and abuse throughout. We've had these programs. I want to know where the money is. The reason why we trust Trump more with infrastructure spending is we say he's going to watch the budget. One of these presidents said to contractors in the military, you're not going to do cost overruns and have the American public eat it anymore. And the other one wholly ignored it. So when Trump says, yeah, we're going to put money into infrastructure, you're going, okay, great. He's going to put people to work, but he's going to hold these companies accountable. That is a huge difference. With Barack Obama, but they don't love it because Obama's going to save them money. They love it just because it's Obama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that. and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Radio Show. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And got a lot of new affiliates coming on board. If you guys want to let me know where you're out of, I would love to hear from you. KJRadio.com is where you can contact me. Or you can leave us a message anytime you want, day or night, at 844-551-8255. I'll get it out in between these sort of, I got like a cross between hiccups and burps, you know, sometimes you get on the radio. I guess I'm gassy. Oh, no. You don't have to run. You don't have to. What are you waving stuff for? I'm not like cutting loose. I'm not coupé le fromage. Let's cut the cheese in French. No, I'm not cutting the cheese. I'm just saying I'm a little gassy. I feel like I'm not bloated. Oh, man. You guys need to know the conversations that go on in my ear with producers while I'm trying to do a show. They act like we're a bunch of frat boys up in here doing something. Look, this is a job. You better treat it serious. Because I will fire white boys like I'm Barack Obama. I'll let you go. Nah, I'm just kidding. We keep all our folks. We love our peeps. We love our peeps. What else is going on? You know, look, headlines. Here's a headline. Caitlyn Jenner voted for Trump, but now she won't even play golf. What kind of headline is that? I talked earlier about Caitlyn and the whole fake news. You know, okay, big deal. What, is she supposed to be a big deal now? Suddenly, Jenner is back. Listen, if Donald Trump doesn't take care of my people, there's going to be hell to pay. Shut up, your people. What are your people? What initial do your people go by? I jokingly call her the TQ, you know, of the LGBTQ, transgender questioning. Some people think it's queer. It's questioning, transgender questioning. She's transgender and still questioning. And I talked about how Caitlyn has impacted the feminist movement. When the woman of the year is a transgender dude, you got a lot on your plate. Yeah, I'm just saying you better be reconsidering the whole platform. And I'm going to do a segment on transgender athletes that are essentially going to wipe women off the face of the planet. Okay, Amazons, I don't know if y'all get it, but when dudes become girls, they're just weaker dudes, but they're still pretty strong. Anyway, we got a whole segment on that. I'm chuckling because I'm just thinking about the irony there. Anyway, what kind of headline is Caitlyn Jenner voted for Trump, but now she won't even play golf? She's so mad at Donald Trump because of his gay agenda that she's given up golf. Okay, wonderful. They better check with all the other lesbians on the LPGA tour, because there's a bunch of them out there. There are more lesbians in golf than tennis. There are more lesbians in golf than there is in, well, what do they call those programs? Adult films. There's a lot of lesbians playing golf. I don't know what the attraction is. You'd think there'd be more, I don't know, in bowling or... That's just kind of a manly-looking sport, isn't it? Throwing a big old ball down to break up a bunch of pins. Hey, I don't know. The ball buster or something. I don't know. It just feels like that's more of a lesbian sport than golf. Golf seems a bit dainty. You know, maybe it's just not a big sport. It's not like you know what I mean? I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. Hey, here's something for you. Trump supposedly has record low approval ratings. I love when I see these stories right after I read that Trump's now over 50% approval on this poll. And then the leftist media comes up, Trump's approval rating is so low. How low is it? Well, it's, I don't know. It's low. Okay. Can't think of anything, but it's low. It's lower than Sandra Fluke's morals. How's that? Yeah, how's that? How's your God now, Moses? That's pretty low. If you can get lower than Sandra Fluke's morals. How they pronounce her name? It's spelled Fluke, but people said her name was Fluck. And I'm going, seriously? Her name is Fluke. How do you get Fluck? Fluck. I want to be very clear. I'm not saying a dirty word. Out of Fluke. Fluke. When I was in engineering, we used Fluke meters. I figured she was part of the Fluke fortune until she wanted us to pay for her birth control. But that wouldn't even surprise me.
Yeah, I know. My family's rich, and we make the Fluke meters that are used throughout all of engineering. But I still think the men should pay for my birth control. It's only right.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah, so Trump's got bad ratings again. And I go, it's really funny how Trump has these bad ratings, but everybody seems so happy. Well, you know, most people. Yeah, most people seem happy with him. I know, who was it? Mark Cuban gave Trump a C-. Let's play that clip.
So we're on day 92 of Donald Trump's presidency. He has a very ambitious agenda for the next week. The president is bullish that he's going to get health care done. How's he done thus far? Let's ask another billionaire, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks and Shark Tank host, Mr. Mark Cuban. It's good to have you as always.
You guys are a dime a dozen, you billionaire.
Yeah, you know, we grow on trees, and that's okay.
So first 100 days, your grade?
I'd say a C-. Right. There's some things that he's tried to do. I give him credit for the Supreme Court and, you know, delivering. I guess that's a low bar when you do what you say you were going to do. No major policy changes at all. Signs a lot of executive orders that he doesn't truly understand. But, you know, there's still hope.
That was jealous Mark Cuban. I have more billions than you, Donald Trump. No, you know, look, I used to have a lot of respect for Mark Cuban. I did. I almost went to work for Mark Cuban. I was this close, and I'm holding my fingers pretty close. I was very close and would have cashed out of Broadcast.com as a billionaire, or certainly a mega, mega millionaire. It was one of those opportunities I missed in life, and it for a reason. I don't know why God said, don't do it. I was making a lot of money. A buddy of mine who cashed out and became one of the billionaires from there wanted to hire me, wanted me to come over, work with him, and I turned it down. I was making too much money, had too many children, couldn't do it. But anyway, Mark Cuban was a guy I would have been working for, respected him, thought he had was really looking forward to the future, understood digital technology, and I still do believe all that. But the comments he makes about Trump are just flatly based on personal agenda. So here's this. Well, I give him a C-. See, so he got the Supreme Court, but no policy change, no big policy changes. Now, I already talked about Barack Obama had 11 things that went through Congress, 11 legislative acts that went through Congress during his first 100 days. Trump has 28, but none of his are big. They're not big enough. There's no policy changes. There's nothing that's impacting us. Really, Mark? The same discussion I had with Marie Harf, another pure leftist. What's he done, Kevin? Well, he rolled back parts of Obamacare that hurt us the most. He's working on getting Obamacare done. How long did it take to get Obamacare implemented? I'm just curious. Because they're right, 100 days. Was it 100 days before Barack Obama said he's going to nationalize health care? We fought this fool for 2 years into the Supreme Court. It finally came into play on a technicality because we had a sellout Supreme Court justice, Chief Justice, and they made it. If you give Donald Trump 2 years, I guarantee you won't even know Obamacare existed. So what's this fool talking about?
Then he says he's doing executive orders he doesn't understand. That's a one of those little backhanded statements that says he's stupid. See, Mark Cuban wants everybody to believe he's the smart billionaire and Donald Trump's stupid. I watched that interview where Cuban came in to meet with Trump at Trump Towers. He met with Bannon, and he looked like a little kid. He walked out of there like he was butthurt, because he was. All the smack talk, and you know which billionaire's butt is sitting in the White House? It ain't Mark Cuban's. But you know what? He goes on to talk more about what you would like if you were a fan of Trump. So let's play that clip.
So if you're a supporter, first you have to ask, why do they support him? And I think we're coming to a greater understanding now. I call it political chemotherapy, right? And one of my friends, who I always thought was really smart, and I'm not saying he's dumb, but had a different viewpoint on why he voted for Trump. I didn't expect him to vote for him. He said, Mark, I voted for politicians my entire life. He's in his 50s, right? You know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And so I voted for Donald Trump. Is he poisonous in a lot of respects? Yeah, this is our chemotherapy. You know, we hope he's going to change the political system. And if that's the way you're evaluating Donald Trump, he's doing a phenomenal job.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, that's the way I'm evaluating Donald Trump. What is Mark even talking about? That is the only way to evaluate Donald Trump. What is Mark Cuban? I would just be curious to ask him this question. Where did this debt come from, almost $20 trillion? Where did it come from? Did it come from Donald Trump, or did it come from a bunch of politicians always promising us they were going to do the right thing? Where did it come from? Where is this massive deficit? Would he run any of his corporations the way the government runs? Where did that come from? Business people like Donald Trump? It's professional jealousy is what these people are about. This is crazy to listen to these folks. And, you know, they've got excuse after excuse as to why they didn't do it. You know what the biggest issue they have is? They cannot sit their egos down for a second and say, you know what, I screwed up. I didn't make the right decision. As much as I cannot stand Barack Obama's policies, had they worked, I would have said, you know what, guys, dude was awesome. There's no other way to put it. There's a part of me that would like to be able to say that. The old Negro part of me, you know, the guy trapped in the 1960s would love to be able to say that. But he ain't the Jackie Robinson we thought he was going to be.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363 or fightblindness.org.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
On last night's show, we closed out the hour with a question. We raised a question about $107 million that appears to be sloshing around right now somewhere inside the Trump administration with nobody accounting for it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I hate to do this to you, but I have to. I have to play the rest of this Rachel Maddow clip because the way she's going to try to tie this together is utterly ridiculous. And I'm going to tell you something. I watched Rachel Maddow during the when she was going to unveil the Trump taxes. And I don't watch her much. I mean, I just get the clips. And so I don't have to endure Rachel Maddow, because I'm telling you right now, that's torture. But I watched this clip, which was 4 minutes or so, 3 minutes. And I remember when, I watched the one where she did the Trump taxes. And it was right then and there that I said to myself, I could easily do her job. When I first got into media, I thought, wow, these people are so amazing, you know, where they come up with this stuff. Rachel Maddow must be the worst, next to Sharpton and Melissa Harris Perry. These are the worst people I've seen in media in my life. I could do their jobs with my eyes closed. That's why when Fox started talking to me about, Kevin, let's start, you know, maybe looking at this, I was like, I could do it. I used to go, man, that's a little, no, it's easy. When you hear this clip and how she tries to tie this thing together, that Trump brought in a bunch of money for his inauguration and more than Barack Obama, and then I'm going to play the next clip which ties it all together for you, you'll get it. You'll understand that I'm telling you, these people are crazy. Here's the rest of this clip.
These images here, these are images from the biggest presidential inauguration we ever had as a country. This was the first Obama inauguration in 2009. It was immense, biggest ever inauguration, biggest ever event of any kind in the city of Washington, D.C. To pull off that inauguration, the Obama Inaugural Committee raised more money than had ever been raised before for an inauguration. They raised tens of millions of dollars. They raised $53 million just for the inauguration. That broke all previous records for inauguration fundraising. It broke those records by a lot, but you know what? It really was a big inauguration. And it did, in the end, cost about $50 million to put that on. And so they had to raise about $50 million to put that on. But let me say again, that was a really big, really unusually big inauguration. Let's just put that on the, can we put that up on the left side of the screen? 2009, really big inauguration. Now, on the right side of your screen is an inauguration that was not nearly as big. And I don't say that to be mean. Also, size isn't everything. I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad. I'm not trying to shut down the Park Service, right? but the Trump inauguration, which is the picture on the right, just as a matter of fact, it was much, much smaller than the one we saw in 2009. And it was of a different character, right? There were no mega concerts. There were no internationally known celebrity performers flying in and having hundreds of thousands of people turn out to see them. I mean, the entertainment for the Trump inauguration was like, you know, middle school bands and baton twirlers, which is cool. There's nothing wrong with that. A, size isn't everything. And B, I like baton twirlers. The Trump folks collected from donors $107 million to put on this inauguration, the one with the baton twirlers and the high school bands. And nobody at all lining whole big long stretches of the parade route during the inaugural parade.
I apologize. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I apologize. I cut it short. I made it into two clips so you guys could get the flavor. So here's the net of it. It was a big event for Barack Obama, the biggest ever. I don't know if you caught that, but it was huge, man. It was so big that it was hard to contain it. In fact, there are no words. Magstronomous. You just make your own word. Fantastical. That's how big it was. And they broke all the records in raising money for an inauguration. And they didn't just break those records. They broke them big, humongously, bigly, all of it, largely. But you get what I'm saying, right? There was nobody that has ever raised that much money for an inauguration besides Barack Obama, and they needed it all because it was so, everybody together, big. But what's funny is the $53 million that Barack Obama raised, Trump raised double. So while we were lost in the fact that there were a smaller number of people at the Trump events, and I'll get into the details around that in just a second, but he raised double the amount of money that Barack Obama raised. And instead of focusing on the fact that people must have really liked him and wanted to see him have the most grandiose inauguration of all time, despite the number of people that didn't show up. But that's what we were about. So what they didn't tell you was that D.C. is all Democrats. So D.C. floods into there. You got black folks coming in droves, and nobody was contesting it. There weren't people threatening to blow the place up and make a, you know, do all the things, become like a Black Lives Matter or an Occupy Wall Street or any other leftist group. So the level of security, even though it's always relatively high in D.C., it wasn't a fraction of what it was for Donald Trump. Not a fraction. So she's talking about the crowd sizes. That, and by the way, they did a shot of the crowd before the crowd even formed for Trump. Because I'm telling you, I know how long the lines were. And even though the weather stunk because they had umbrellas, and here's another thing they didn't tell you. They wouldn't let you bring your umbrellas. It's raining out there, and they said it can only be an umbrella of a certain size. They confiscated people's umbrellas. So they did everything they could to dissuade people from coming out. And it's in a city that hates Republicans. But Rachel Maddow can't get it. She's lost in the bigness of Barack Obama's. Well, if it's so big, Rachel, because I would have pushed back and said, Rachel, you just made it all. I mean, it's amazing how big it was. How many people wanted to be a part of history with Barack Obama, and yet he only raised half as much money as the white dude. You tell me what. So, Rachel, you want us to believe that Donald Trump's not popular. He raised twice as much money as Barack Obama.
Oh, it was a crowd. It was a crowd.
Well, for crowd notwithstanding, if that's the only barometer, fine. But I think we can already talk through that. Because, as I said, every black man that was a leftist within 100 miles was going to show up there. Not to mention all of D.C. wanted to be part of the celebration. So, I'll give you the crowd. But you got to give me the money. Show me the money, Rachel. So that was it. But here's what really, where it really got interesting, is to where she ties it to Venezuela. Next clip.
Now, Venezuela doesn't get a ton of political coverage in the United States. But Venezuela is a country in intense turmoil right now. The sanctions that the U.S. put on Venezuela were put there in 2014 after 43 people got killed while participating in anti-government protests. Another three people got killed in anti-government protests just yesterday. There have been weeks and weeks and weeks of rioting and violent protests. And now today, Venezuelans are enraged anew by this brand new FEC filing from the White House, which shows that interesting thing about the guy who got the meeting with the NSC officials and with Steve Bannon. It also shows that while Venezuelans have been rioting in the streets, while there have been acute food shortages and medicine shortages in Venezuela, this is a country that should be a rich country, but people have literally been starving in Venezuela. Somehow in the midst of this incredible economic and political crisis in Venezuela, Venezuela's state-run oil company somewhere found $500,000 to donate to the very, very, very inexplicably overfunded Trump inauguration. Venezuela's state-run oil company gave him $500,000 too. So Venezuela's state-run oil company is dumping money into the Trump inauguration, $500,000. Meanwhile, another $500,000+ was apparently enough to open up not just the White House, but the National Security Council, the freaking National Security Council, to a very well-connected donor and international investor who had a plan that he wanted to share on Venezuela.
So there you have it, folks. It is all of these things that Trump, all this money that Trump did, or whatever the amount it was, that the Venezuela, was it $500,000? That's the reason Venezuelans are starving. Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the reason we have earthquakes, mudslides, global climate change, floods, hurricanes. And I said it intentionally that way. Tornadoes, pestilence, starvation, war, you name it. He's the reason for it when it comes to Rachel Maddow. I mean, really? Should we look at where the Clintons got their money? What countries donated to her? Are they not going through problems? The Clintons collected $2 billion to help Haiti. Go to Haiti and find out how well they like the Clintons. You don't even have to go that far. Go to New York, where they still protest the Clintons to this day. These people are delusional. And Rachel Maddow, if you don't see the news with an agenda, this is as good as it gets. I'm just telling you, this lady's crazy.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.